Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
Before we get to basketball, I want to congratulate Jordan Weber and the Arkansas gymnastics team. I don't know anything about it. I can tell you which one's the vault and which one's the beam, and that's about as far as I can go, Chuck. But they finished to seventh in the country, best finish in over a decade. I think they finished sixth back in 2012. But great season for Jordan Weber. They were eliminated in yesterday's semifinals at the Elite Eight, if you will, of gymnastics, and really a historical season for Jordan Weber and her gym backs.
They had a great year, seventh in the country, and that's a really remarkable finish. They had been, they call it the Grade Eight in gymnastics. They'd been to that when the Cooks were here, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they maybe went once or twice. And they kind of went through a period there after all that where they weren't quite as good. I mean, it was a good program, but they weren't finishing quite as high as they had before. And Jordan Weber's really done a remarkable job. You know, she was so young when they hired her, raised some eyebrows, but she's clearly mature beyond her years, and she's really done a remarkable job with that program. So congratulations to her and those young ladies, because there's a lot of, you know, there's so many programs out there. We get desensitized to when somebody finishes in the top 10 in the entire country. That's a big, big deal regardless of the sport.
Yeah, end up finishing seventh nationally. So congratulations to Coach Weber and her ladies on a remarkable, tremendous season. All right, let's get into some basketball news. It's all brought to you by the Lindbergh Real Estate Group, serving all the Northwest Arkansas, Missouri, and the River Valley. For all of your real estate needs, go to LindberghTeam.com. And by Maverick Male Medical, your wellness and aesthetic center for men in Northwest Arkansas. Look better, live better, love better. Visit MaverickMaleMedical.com. All right, the news of the day, Kenny Payne, name that some of you will know from his days at Kentucky as an assistant. Some of you will know him as the head coach at Louisville for a short time. Arkansas played them then. Chuck, he's going to be Cal's right-hand man, for lack of a better sense, somewhere he's been before and somewhere he'll be again in Fayetteville.
I'll tell you what I remember about Kenny Payne. Was him scoring 12 points in 1989 when they beat us in the NCAA tournament when he played for Louisville. That's how I remember Kenny Payne. Yeah, he's been with Cal, you know, pretty much along the way. And he's got some NBA pedigree. He left Cal to go to work for the Knicks and went from there to go to work at Oregon. and then took the job at Louisville. I think I've got my timeline right. From what I understand, he is exceptionally good at working with big men. And, you know, the time when he was there was when they won it all. So he's a really good basketball man. Now, I know it didn't go the way everyone had hoped it would at Louisville. In fact, it was bad at Louisville. But that doesn't mean you're not a good basketball coach. It means the situation wasn't right there, and you weren't the head coach at the right time at that place. And it can snowball. But I don't think anybody's ever disputed his basketball acumen. The guy's a basketball lifer.
Yeah, you just think about the time and what was going on in the world with COVID and then the transfer portal. And, you know, even the most seasoned head coaches had some problems with all of that transition during the time he became head coach at Louisville.
Well, it was an awful time. And, yeah, they didn't win very much. And, I, the buck stops with the head coach. I'm not dismissing that. But, you know, he's going to be the associate head coach here. And the time that he spent with Cal at Kentucky was very good. I mean, they were a good team. And I think it's a good addition. I mean, you look at this staff. I mean, it's a Bruiser Flint was a head coach. Kenny Payne was a head coach. Some of these other guys may have been too. He surrounded himself with people who've sat in the big chair. And I think it goes to what you have to have in terms of the way you handle everything if you're going to work for John Calipari. You've got to be comfortable with the fact that everything you do, right or wrong, is going to be the center of attention. And so I like head coaches who hire head coaches. It's been my experience observing that is very beneficial.
Yeah. You mentioned his pedigree or his timeline of the jobs he's had. You mentioned Oregon. That was about 20 years ago, from 04 to 09.
Then, okay, I guess that's before Louisville.
Was at Kentucky from 2010 to 2020. He was the assistant coach, then the associate head coach for the last 6 years. You mentioned the Knicks, where he's an assistant coach from 2020 to 22, and then Louisville, as we've been discussing, from 22 to 24, when really you're coming out of COVID, you're going through all the transfer portal and NIL stuff, and now from 24 beyond, he'll have Arkansas on his resume. So coached some great players, part of some big recruits, and like you said, big men are his specialty.
Well, and let's not, again, you've got to, I think, understand that, they've got Big Z coming in. He's not going to be the only big man that they've got coming in. I think this has been in the works from the moment that John Calipari came to Arkansas. I read an article. It was the day after the introduction. I don't know if it was a national article or if it was an article that originated in Kentucky and went national. But it mentioned then that Kenny Payne was very likely to join the Arkansas staff. So
I remember that.
I think this has been expected.
All right, what do you think about it? The McClarney-Daniel hotline. We're going to put some quarters in the machine. Get that thing working. 877-377-6963. You can join us on the McClarney-Daniel hotline. We'll start with JR, who's on line one. JR, you're on the Morning Rush.
Morning, guys. A couple questions for you real quick. Basketball and football. I've seen where the punter, Fletcher, has entered the transfer portal. Get your guys' opinion on that. And the other thing is, have they released the basketball schedule for this fall? Has it been released yet? So, anyway, y'all have a good day.
Thank you. No, basketball schedule has not been released. That'll probably happen about the time the school year begins, I would guess. Now, the conference is, I believe, has indicated who's going to play whom, maybe. But no, there's not been a schedule that's been released, and it won't be for a while. They'll work on putting together games now.
Now, in basketball, it's not like football, where like Sam Pittman inherited the non-conference schedule.
No.
Basketball, they don't work nearly as far out, and I don't know what games would have already kind of been in the pipeline or on the books, if you will, that Muss's staff had set up, that Arkansas will continue to play.
Most of this stuff's year to year. You may occasionally have a two-year contract with someone. I can remember, for example, when we went to Colorado State in basketball a few years back, went there in football, That was not the basketball staff that scheduled that game. That basketball game was part of the football package. And so you may have situations from time to time come up where a coach inherits a game. But most of the time, you know, 90% of the schedule they're going to put together themselves. And look, I would imagine, in fact, I would feel very strongly that Arkansas is going to be in one of these marquee tournaments. And I know the Bahamas was a big tournament, but there are bigger tournaments out there. There are bigger preseason games than the ones Arkansas has played in. Pre-conference games, I should say. I think they'll be in one of those this year. Right. Hey, let me say this about Fletcher, too. Caller asked about Fletcher before we go on. I didn't see that one coming. I got to be honest. I did not see that coming. I do not know all the particulars. The first thing that I thought was, well, he got a better deal somewhere else. I also know Arkansas has got a very good, Devin Bale's a good punter. He transferred in from Northern Colorado. He sat out last year, averaged about 42 the year before out there. I don't think if he played in a game last year, it was only a punt or two, and he was able to maintain his red shirt because he's a red shirt junior. And I'm going to tell you, the boomers this past spring game came from him. I mean, he's pretty good. I'm not suggesting Fletcher lost his job, and I don't know the particulars, and I don't want to speak out of turn. I got some ideas, but I don't know if they're correct. But I will admit I did not see that one coming. But I think they'll be okay at that position. I really do.
Let's go back to the McLarty-Daniel hotline. Jimmy in Conway. Jimmy, welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the Morning Rush.
Top of the morning to you, fellas.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, I've got some family in Kentucky, and he called me yesterday because of the Jerry Jones supposed – we'll pay them double whatever Kentucky's paying. You know, he wanted to give me his thoughts on that. And his words are, you will have no problem getting the players. He said, it's the coaching that you're not going to like, is what he said. And he asked me, he said, why didn't they support Musselman like that? And I said, I really can't answer you. I don't know. And he said, another thing, he said, your football coach has got to be saying, now what is going on here? Why can't I get some support like this? And he's absolutely right there. You know, just a thought, guys. Have a great weekend. Go Hogs.
Oh, I'm sure in every athletic department, there's, just like when someone gets some additional, somebody gets a new office, somebody gets something that the others don't get. Yeah, I'm sure there's probably a little private conversation about it, but I don't think it's such that it affects the work environment. I don't think it's anything like that. Do I think Muss probably as and I don't think Muss has been obsessed with this. He's got his own issues out there. Do I think he looks at this and says, man, how come they didn't do that for me? Well, probably, yeah, I think he probably thought that. And does Sam Pittman think, man, I wish I could get that? And yeah, he's probably thought that. But, here's the thing. We've had it, and other schools have had it too. And I'll give you an example. When Dave Van Orn was hired in baseball, he got all the stuff Norm had been fighting with Coach Broyles for years. I mean, it's just and it's not a knock on anybody. It's just how it works. That's how the game works. And yeah. So maybe they have thought that. I don't know, but they've. Hey, none of those guys are broke now. I mean, let's not cry any tears for.
I just this Jerry Jones stuff that's been running rampant on social media. I don't know if all that's exactly.
I don't believe that
the way it's laid out. I don't know if I'd believe every detail of those reports of doubling up the money.
Well,
you think that's true?
No, I don't. Now, my first response, and I don't know anything about it, I'm speaking off the top of my head. Well, Jerry Jones is going to commit that kind of money. He's going to commit it to the football program. That was my first thought. Now, is he part of this? I mean, I have no idea. The truth is, I have no idea. But sometimes people have this idea that people are just willing to, just throw money at things. And some people are, but most people aren't. And what the Tysons have done and what the Stevens have done, or what John Tyson did and Warren Stevens. Let's not just say the Tysons and the Stevens. Let's speak of them specifically. It's incredibly generous. It's incredibly generous. I don't care how much money you have. Giving money with no guarantee of return. Just on, you know, betting on the come, you know, as the gamblers say. You got to have something inside you that makes you do that. And so I don't think things like that should be taken for granted. And sometimes those of us who aren't in that position assume that it's very easy to do it and wonder why others don't. But we've not been in that chair before, so I can't really answer that. But I know that...
I'm willing to sit in that chair for a day.
I would certainly try it too. But it is incredibly generous what they've done, and yes. I think sometimes people have the idea that, well, Jerry Jones is worth a mint. You know, all of a sudden Jerry Jones is going to be the biggest Razorback basketball supporter in the world. I mean, he might be. I don't know, but I find that
doesn't
to
make
be a
sense,
stretch.
Though.
I find
yeah,
it to be
it
a stretch.
Make sense.
I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. And I don't get off in a rabbit hole or a tangent here, but just because you're a billionaire, like we're just flippantly talking about three billionaires connected to the program.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have a, you know, but it doesn't mean you walk into the next room and they got $100 bills stacked floor to ceiling. You may be worth $1 billion or whatever, but that doesn't mean you have cash. You know, we all have net worths because you got homes and you got properties, but that doesn't mean cash. When you got to put money into an NIL program, that comes in cash.
Well,
and you talk about return on investment, there's zero financial return on whatever money you give. You are donating that money. You are giving that money away because an investment means it's coming back to you in the form of cash plus a return. You'll never get the money back, nor will you get a return other than possibly seeing your school win a championship.
Well, that's the return, and the caller's original question: are there conversations in other departments? I don't know. I'm not in there, but it certainly is striking. You know, when you look at those kinds of dollars, no doubt.
Yeah, I find it very hard to believe Jerry Jones made the offer, the guarantees that are out there on the internet to double any Kentucky players.
I would be skeptical, yes. I would be very, very skeptical.
I find that hard to believe. He does like to support winning programs, as RB says. Yes, he does support a winner, but I think
that story, you know, if it's not been debunked, I would imagine it will be. I just don't believe that.
But you know who won't debunk it? Jerry, because Jerry doesn't mind his name being out there and being associated to things like this. Jerry's getting a little limelight, a little love on that, and he loves his university. But I'm with you. If he's gonna throw money into it, and maybe what John Tyson has done and what Warren Stevens has done for basketball, maybe this would motivate him. Hey, I want that moment like John Tyson had for football. Not that Jerry needs love because he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, for crying out loud, but one of the most famous people in sports. But everybody loves that moment like that John Tyson got in that press conference.
Well, that's the moment we saw. There are a lot of benefactors to that university, and the Tyson family and other families have been very, very generous over the years. That Poultry Center, which is, you know, nationally renowned, world renowned. That's, you know, that bears the family name. And that track and field facility, which is the indoor facility, which is, I mean, they hold world championships there. It's world class. And so they've been very generous. And there are other families that have been very generous. So many of the original Walmart investors with Sam Walton, like the Bogles, they've been the backbone of that place for years and years and years. We see it in athletics, but it's not just in athletics. How many buildings in our state, how many programs that have just done good for the people in our state have borne the Walker name, the Baum name? These people have been huge difference makers in our state. Now, sports is important in our state. You know, the Razorbacks are the tie that binds us all together. And they recognize that, and they recognize the goodwill that comes from that, and they're experiencing that right now. But all of these people, they've been good corporate neighbors. Now, they take knocks, and people talk about them being too big, you know, for us sometimes, and you know, occasionally maybe there's been something to that. But these people, Walmart, they've benefited that university in so many ways and changed a lot of lives. Now, you know, it's going to be fun to watch our basketball team, but it's not really going to change our life. I mean, it's really not. But a lot of the things these families have done at that university have changed lives. And but this is something we notice, and without question, it has lifted the spirits of an entire state. And there is value in that. Financially and emotionally.
Why could my parents and grandparents not have bought me 100 shares of Walmart the year of my birth? Why?
Well, you know, that's right.
Why? We could go build a building. I could build the Charles Barrett Excellence in Broadcasting Center
on campus. If you'd been 8 years old and your grandparents had said, hey, I'm going to give you 100 shares of Walmart stock and, instead of that pony you want, you wouldn't have bought into it.
No.
But now you look back, man, that sure would have been a nice gift.
It'd have been a good investment.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Well, the Razorbacks pick up wins 31-32 midweek, taking down Texas Tech twice, once in very exciting come-from-behind fashion. And the Razorbacks find themselves ranked number 2 as they head on the road starting tonight at Columbia, South Carolina, to take on the 20th-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks. Former Razorback pitcher Scott Tabor joins us now. It's brought to you by Alumni Hall. Scott, that was an exciting midweek series. Do you remember any time in your career where your team got down 7 runs to battle back and win in the fashion the Razorbacks did on Tuesday night in Game 1 of that midweek stretch?
You do know that's over 40 years ago, right?
You can make up any story you want. Half the people
every time I pitched, we would get down 10. I'd come out of the game and go sit on the bench and watch us come back and win. So that's the way it really was. You always have some wins like that, and I tell you, it was fantastic. I don't remember any specifics, but I always go back to that 79 team because it was all new to me as my freshman year, and that team never, ever, ever felt like we were out of a game because we had hitting up and down the lineup. So I do remember some games, and, you know, we're down by 6 going to the 7th inning, and nobody's panicking. You know, we're in the bullpen, and all of a sudden hits start coming, and you get a little pop fly over the shortstop's head to score 2 runs with 2 outs. And the next thing you know, the game's tied, and then we win it, you know, going into the 9th. So there were – every team has those games, and sometimes they go your way, and sometimes they go the other way. And it was great to see because those guys need that. You know, when you come off a couple losses at Alabama, and they weren't like we got blown out losses, they just happened. You know, they had a freshman pitcher on Sunday that just had one of those days that every pitcher has. He statistically wasn't that great up until that day, and he was just nails. He was pitching the baseball. And it's hard to beat that. It's hard to beat that.
Hey, I want to go back to that Tuesday night game where they came back. You know, we tend to focus when a team comes from behind on, well, their bats came alive and they scored a bunch of runs. First thing that's got to happen is somebody's got to come out of the bullpen and hold the other team right where they are. I mean, they gave up 6 runs in that inning. You know, the bullpen gave up 1 run the rest of the way. If you stop and think about it, 7 runs, 8 runs doesn't always win a midweek game. You do have a chance to come back, but the first thing you got to do is stop them from scoring. I thought Arkansas's bullpen, and some of those guys that pitched Tuesday and Wednesday don't always pitch on the weekends, but I thought those guys were the real reason Arkansas won 2 games.
Exactly. Yep. And that's exactly right. Chuck, you know, we have some guys. I got to tell you, I'm a huge Cooper Dossett fan. I love watching the way he throws. He's confident. He comes up and he nibbles. And he's got great stuff. Faraday and Fouch. I think Christian Fouch, he's been working with a new splitter. And a splitter, he now has an unhittable pitch. When he throws it and he really comes through it, it's unhittable. It just drops off the table. So now he has you call it a kill pitch. So he has something he can always go to when he needs to get a guy a swing and miss or just a stare at it, wonder kind of pitch. Up and down the bullpen, I'm just looking at names, and there's nobody that you would take off to not travel. You could travel every one of these guys and know they would contribute when they came in the game. But then again, we see how Tuesday, you know, Bybee's got great stuff, and he just had a day that we're all expecting, you know, him to go 5-6 innings and give up nothing. Well, Texas Tech can hit. Texas Tech hit when we were in the Southwest Conference. They always led the league. Texas Tech and TCU, for some reason, always had the best hitting teams in the league. They just didn't have any pitching. And so they continue. I don't know if it's the air down there, the water, or the fact that they play in 30-mile-an-hour winds every day. Don't know what it is, but they can always hit.
Hey, I was thinking about this the other night when I was watching the game. I want to ask you about this. You know, Dave, when he goes out and makes a pitching change, I mean, he's got the same walk every time. I don't know what's said out there. You've been in that spot. I mean, what did Norm say to you when he came and took you out of a guy? I mean, what goes through a pitcher's mind? What's the conversation like when you're being yanked and you just soon stay in the ball game, all things being equal?
Well, Norm didn't. If Norm came out to the mound, it's because things weren't going great, but you weren't coming out of the game. Our pitching coach came out to take us out of the game. But I do remember an incident down in at Texas Tech, and it was a must-win series, and I was the last guy. I think we were 1-1, and we needed to win that last game. And got near the end of the game, and all of a sudden, our catcher, Ron Reynolds, started calling pitches that just didn't, they weren't matching my head. Usually you don't have to shake him off. And all of a sudden, I'm shaking him off. And he put it down again. I'm shaking him off. And I go, what's going on? All of a sudden, timeout. I'm trying to raise his hands. And I'm looking at Ron. Ron comes trotting out there and look over. And here comes Norm. He is flying out to sit. I thought we were under nuclear attack or something. I had no idea what was going on. He looks at me. He kind of gets right in my face. He goes, when I call a pitch, you throw it. I go, I looked at Ron. He goes, oh, yeah, I've got to tell you. He's calling the pitches right now. I go, yes, sir.
and he does. You're shaking off the head, man.
I'm shaking off Norm, and I don't even know it. And they aren't. He's not calling very good pitches. And then he said something to Ron, and Ron said something back to him, and Ron looked at me, put no chips, because I'm calling him now. I said, okay. So, because things started going south, you know, and Norm had just decided all of a sudden for the first time all season that he should start calling pitches. Like, well, where did that come from? And our pitching coach wasn't real happy about that.
That's funny. Was Howard Hilton your pitching coach?
No, Tom Hilton, correct.
Tom Hilton. I'm saying, Howard.
Howard Hilton was a pitcher. Yeah, he was a pitcher there.
Yeah. I got my Hilton's mixed up.
Yeah, and Tom was a fantastic coach. We unfortunately lost Tom this year, but he was a great. He was there. His first year was my first year. He came straight from Diamond High School to the Razorbacks. You know, and that just shows where the program's come from. That would never happen now. You know, I would never have made the team now. It's just things have changed, and thank goodness they have. But he was a good pitching coach, real hands-on, you know, and he did a lot for me.
Scott Tabor with us, former Razorback here this morning, brought to you by Alumni Hall as we talk about Arkansas and South Carolina. Lefty versus righty tonight, same thing on Saturday. South Carolina has not named their starter for Sunday. They're pitching off. They're going with Roman Kimball tonight. They're righty, and they're going to go with Eli Jones tomorrow. You got Hagan Smith, Molina, and Brady Tigert for the Razorbacks. What do you make of the way South Carolina is handling their rotation?
I think you're going to see more and more of that as you go through conference. You know, look at our first half conference. I mean, we're 12-3. That's a great first half. And this team is expected to do as well or better on the back half. But we're playing teams on the back half that statistically wise are better hitters, and we have some better pitchers. And so we're facing the tougher half. But you don't know that until you get to the first half. I mean, who's going to be good? You don't know until you play, until you get some stats under your belt. I think we'll see more of that because teams need to win 2 out of 3. And I think, Tommy, you and I kind of talked about it. I used to, my freshman year again, I'm so green. I had no idea. I remember once in a meeting before the pregame meeting before the series and goes, okay, all right, we're going to really try to win 2 out of 3 this weekend. And I'm sitting there going, third game. I hope we try. I wanted to raise my hand and say, which ones are we going to try to win? I'd like to try to win this Sunday, the second game of the doubleheader on Saturday, if you don't mind. That's one I'd like to try to win. But it just always boggles my mind when you're going to try to win 2 out of 3. Heck, as a player, you try to win 3 out of 3. I mean, you know, you go after it all the way through. I just see that happening, and I think Hagan, you know, the only thing they're throwing off is a pitcher. They're not throwing off on the hitters. So our pitchers still have to face the lineup, and they still have to pitch. Hagan can't go out there going, yeah, well, I'm not throwing against their best pitcher. He's not throwing against any pitcher. He's throwing against their hitters. So he needs to stay focused on that.
Yeah, that is something we know, but we don't think about. Any differences you've seen with Arkansas's righty and Brady Tigert the last couple of outings? He's got his ERA back down under, well under 3 to 2.59. I know he's had control issues. Any technical differences you've seen?
We talked about it before. He's kind of tightened everything up. He doesn't fly open. He doesn't overstride. He doesn't try to throw a pitch that he doesn't have. They kind of rein his emotions back in. When you start to struggle a little bit, you have a tendency to try too hard. And I think they probably had to sit down and went through and watch some video and said, this is what you're doing. That happened one time to me in minor leagues, and I never even knew it. Why all of a sudden I was missing this and I was missing that. Showed me a little video, and it was a real simple fix. And so I think that's what's happened. The talent is there, and his mentality, you know, he's got a bulldog mentality, and that keeps him in a lot of games. He knows he can make a pitch when he needs to make a pitch. Of course, you're always trying to make a pitch every pitch, but he can always come back to that, and I think it's showing up.
Yeah. Peyton Holtz moved into the lineup kind of on the regular. You gain thoughts about, I've always thought he's a ball player, and when yeah. people say, well, how good is Arkansas? My answer would be, they're so good Peyton Holt can't get in the lineup, which is a compliment to him. They've inserted him in the outfield. What differences have you seen with him in the lineup and adding his bat?
Well, at this point, you have to get away from who should be your right fielder, who should be your left fielder, who should be. Now it comes down to, you know, you're only as good as your statistics say you are. Look at his numbers. You know, I think Kendall Diggs is going to be a key on this backside. If they can continue putting Kendall in, Kendall's got to hit because we have some guys that can take his place and can play his spot. Not as well as he does, but at this point, you've got to have your best the best hitters in the lineup. Kendall, I think, has had some shoulder problems from what I heard. I don't know, but whatever he's got, you know, I'd like to see him get that worked out because he's one of the guys they're counting on for, you know, 15, 18 home runs, and he's got the power. He just doesn't have the right now the consistency, striking out more than what we thought he would, you know, and so everything's on expectations and based on past performance. So he's got to pick it up, I think. We got some guys you can't keep out of the lineup. You know, you look at Sousa. John Philip Sousa, wasn't he a composer? He's classical. Anytime you hear that, the guy's he's up there just swinging. He's just smooth, and I think he is an up-and-coming athlete that's going to be hard to keep out of the lineup. Because he plays everywhere. He plays a great third base.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
A few headlines today in your hog update brought to you by Mr. Sparky. Kenny Payne recently has been the head coach at Louisville. Will join John Calipari's staff as the associate head coach. He spent 10 seasons with John Calipari at Kentucky, time in the NBA. And like we said, most recently, time on the Louisville bench as their head coach. He'll be Arkansas's associate head coach. Arkansas and South Carolina, we've been talking about them throughout the morning. Three games tonight, beginning at 6:00. Here are the games right here on ESPN Arkansas on most of these stations and on the Hit That Line Now app. From the football team, punter Max Fletcher has entered his name into the transfer portal. It's kind of caught some people off guard. 59 punts last year, averaged nearly 47 yards, was named second team All-SEC by league coaches. This was not something I think a lot of people saw coming, Chuck, was Max Fletcher entering the transfer portal.
I don't know all the details behind this. As I said earlier, my first thought when I heard it was, well, he got a better deal. I think one of the things that's hard for us to realize as fans is that these kids, when they have a great year, they're ready to test the free agent waters, just like professional athletes would and do if they're in a free agent year. And I'll cite you an example. I'll cite you a basketball example. The kid at Tennessee, the big kid, zero, Jonas Adu, he just entered the transfer portal. Now, why would he enter the transfer portal? He's going to be a senior at Tennessee. He developed this season and blossomed into a great player. Why would he enter the transfer portal? Because he just had his best year. He knows everybody wants him, and his value just went through the roof. I'm not saying that applies in this instance, but I have thought about and wondered over the last 24 hours if NIL has a role in this. And NIL can play roles in different ways. You got to remember, you got to divvy up your money. You know, you got to divvy up your money. Arkansas's got a very good second punter. Devin Bale's very good. If you watched the spring game on two Saturdays ago, you know he's good. He transferred from Northern Colorado, and Fletcher was so good last year that Bale may have punted once or twice. I don't remember. But I know he didn't get enough work to, you know, they were still able to redshirt him. He's got 2 years of eligibility left. He's good. They'll be fine at that position. Max Fletcher's really good. I did not see that coming, and I won't pretend that I did, and I don't understand. It's not that I don't understand. I don't know all the details on this, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but my suspicion would be that NIL at least has something to do with this.
I think you're probably on to something, but the timing, you know, testing the waters after a great season, you think would have come several months ago following the end of the regular season, not following spring practice.
I guess we don't know what the conversations – you know, we don't know the conversations. I know there are players who will come in and, you know, they'll want more. They got this offer. And, you know, you weigh what you got and what you have to replace them with. And, I'm not saying that applies in this instance. But I do know it does in some.
All right, our last note in the Hog update. The Arkansas gymnastics team finished seventh in the country, their highest finish for the team since 2012, as the Gymbacks came in sixth that season. The Great Eight yesterday, and they were on, you know, national TV on ESPN2. Jordan Weber's team had a historic year in her best year, Chuck, since she's been in Fayetteville, as they make the final group of eight in gymnastics, which is equivalent to making it to Omaha, if you will, in baseball.
That's right. They call their eight the Great Eight, and at least I think they do. That's what they used to call it. You know, Arkansas has been there before, but it's been a long time. And, you know, when you make that, again, it's like, as you say, and that's a good analogy, going to Omaha in baseball. Great year. I mean, I won't try to fake my way through it and make it sound like I follow everything they do in gymnastics, but I appreciate someone that makes it to the top, and they're awfully close right now.
All right, that's your Hog update, and it's brought to you by Mr. Sparky.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Well, our buddy Sean from the Fence Man stopped in for some picks here on a Friday. Sean, how's your weekend starting out?
It's going to be a beautiful weekend. We're going to actually, you know, most people take the weekends off, but not our staff, not my crew, not myself. We got some jobs to go set and finish up and get things done. We're just super blessed and got a lot of work ahead of us. And, you know, we try to take some time off, and that's when it rains. But other than that, we get after it.
All right. And it looks like we're going to have a good weekend for doing some catch-up this weekend. All right, let's get into it. It's our Fence Man Friday Picks.
Fence Man Friday Picks. Call the Fence Man for all kinds of fences, controlled access, and custom iron projects. 479-782-3936. The Fence Man. We ain't afraid of no work.
Well, we mentioned a few times throughout the show how big a weekend it is for SEC baseball. And we'll start with one of the big series that was supposed to get underway last night, but that game was postponed due to weather. That's A&M at Bama. So we can actually pick the series winner in this one because they haven't played yet. Sean, I think I know how you're going because A&M's involved, but big series in the SEC West, Texas A&M at Bama. I assume you're taking the Aggies.
I am, especially what they did to Vanderbilt last week. So holy cow, you bet.
Yeah, Chuck, they're number one in the polls this week. Are you on the Aggies, or are you on the Crimson Tide?
Well, I'm going to go with the Aggies. Here's the thing. They're going to play a doubleheader today. They can't play on Sunday. They got to play a doubleheader today or a doubleheader tomorrow, and I'm sure they're going to try to play two nines today. It is hard to sweep a doubleheader. That series may come down to the rubber match, but I'll take the Aggies.
I'll take the Aggies as well. I think Bama's really good, and they played everybody tough. But I think in the end, playing two today, I'll take Texas A&M as well. So all three of us on A&M. Tennessee's at Kentucky. This may be the premier series in all of college baseball this weekend. Chuck, I'll start with you. No one saw Kentucky coming this year, at least at the top of the SEC. Tennessee needs to stay in the Eastern Division chase. Who do you like, Volunteers or the Wildcats?
You can't argue with anything Kentucky's done. All they do is keep winning. They've got Tennessee at home, so I'm going with Tennessee.
All right. Sean, who do you like this weekend?
I'm with Chuck on this one. I'm a Tennessee Vols fan, so I think the Vols are going to pull it off at home. It'll be a close one, but they'll get it done.
All right, give me Big Blue. I'll take Kentucky. I'm becoming a believer in what they're doing. All right, Arkansas and South Carolina. Arkansas is minus 190. I don't know if that's for the series or this game, but Razorbacks on the road. Chuck, you want to pick this one, or you need to lay off of this one?
I mean, I'm going to pick Arkansas.
I think we all are probably going to pick Arkansas. So let me give you this. We'll all three go with Arkansas. Hagen Smith over 5.5 hits and over 8.5 strikeouts. Going over or under?
I'll let you take that one, Sean.
I'm going to go over. He's going to go over. I think he's on fire, and he's going to get it done this weekend.
I'll go under on the hits and over on the strikeouts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
I knew I was in my head, in over my head last year when we bought a $475 backpack. I knew that's when. I knew that's when I had bitten off more than I could chew in competitive cheer.
Who's more excited, the girls or the mothers? Who's more excited?
Yeah. There's no question, the mothers.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Now, you know, I'm going to just be, let's see, where's my wife? She's in the other room.
Make sure you're in the room by yourself. Give us this.
It is a good place to people watch. We'll just say that, all right?
There's hot moms everywhere, Tommy. Stop walking around it. There's hot moms everywhere. Well, Orlando is hot mom central.
It's a paradise
right
for a guy like Ty. It's a paradise for a guy like Ty.
Mill Central.
You know, but I'm going to tell you, I didn't want to go here, but I will. It was a little uncomfortable. You know, as I'm walking through and all these late 20s and early 30-something, I'm walking into my Arkansas Cheer Academy t-shirt. And I mean, guys, I just felt like a piece of meat.
Well, I felt like a piece of meat. All of them looking at me with them eyes, and it felt like they were undressing me with their eyes. I mean, it just was a little uncomfortable, to be honest with you. So,
you know, back before Bed Bath & Beyond went under, you'd go there on Saturday, and you'd just see a store full of defeated men. And I see you in that Arkansas Cheerleader Academy T-shirt. I see a defeated man. I'm sorry. I just do. I see a defeated man.
Some battles aren't worth fighting, so you just move on.
No, I'm glad you're having fun, and congratulations. 6 out of 22 is pretty good.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
But it's good.
Hopefully bringing home the national championship later today. But, hey, Kenny Payne. Chuck, he's going to be your lead assistant, your associate head coach. He's got a long tenure with John Calipari, and I think that's the reason a lot of people mentioned his name early on in this process of him possibly joining the Arkansas staff. It's now official. He's going to be the associate head coach. Spent 10 years with Cal at Kentucky. Got experience in the NBA, and of course, we recently know Kenny Payne's name from coaching at his alma mater at Louisville. Arkansas played them a couple of times. He was there for two seasons, beginning in 22. But you know, this is the first big piece, and I think we're going to hear about others and some of the names that have been rumored all along to be with Cal on that staff as things are starting to publicly take shape.
Kenny Payne's a basketball lifer. If you're old enough to remember like I am, I remember when he played at Louisville. He played in the game where they beat us in the NCAA tournament in 89. He's a good player. He was obviously a very valued assistant by John Calipari. They had a lot of success when he was there. My understanding is that his expertise is in the area of working with big men. But, you know, this is a guy that has been an associate head coach and a head coach at the collegiate level. He's been an NBA assistant, played at all levels. He's a basketball guy, and he's part of Cal's inner circle. I mean, he's one of his trusted advisors. So I expected this and, you know, thought it would happen.
Yeah. I would imagine his son, I don't know when these other announcements will come, but his son Brad, who has been on staff at Vanderbilt, is likely to join the staff. Chet Martin, I don't have a note in front of me, but a couple other names that are going to come with him from Kentucky. So I imagine the staff is pretty well set. Maybe contracts and some of the I dotting and T crossing still has to be done. But now it's about players. And we know about Big Z that came on the scene this week. And maybe this weekend we find out about a few more names, Chuck.
Well, we may. And you know, there are already other names floating about. And those who follow recruiting, admittedly, more closely than I do, have begun connecting dots. And, you know, we see the players that, you know, have played for Coach Calipari before. We see the players who have committed to play for John Calipari. And I don't think his network changes. I don't think that, you know, I think that Arkansas, as I've said before, I think they're in play for pretty much all these guys. So, you know, buckle up. I mean, this is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah. All right, the McLarty Daniel hotline is open now for your calls or text, 877-377-6963. Let's go to White County. Brent is in Searcy. And Brent, you're on the Morning Rush.
What's going on, Ty, Tommy, and Chuck?
Brent, my man.
Hey, Chuck, have you been paid for next week's appearances on your radio assignment for this radio station?
Have I been paid next week?
Have you been paid for next week?
They don't pay me in advance.
You and Ty might not get paid with Tommy.
Why is that?
I've spent so many Franklin in Orlando. I mean, goodness gracious, Tommy. I feel the things you do for your kids, man.
Dad of the year, right? Hey, there. Dad of the year.
I know this. For my niece, I paid for her. They had their junior senior banquet at Harding Academy. You know, you can't dance or anything like that, so they don't call it a prom. I paid for her hair and makeup. Goodness gracious alive! I told my sister, I said, "You got to be kidding me. We could have gone to Sports Clips for a nice good haircut." I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this weekend coming up. For we have any basketball visitors coming in this weekend, you know, on official visits?
I don't know if there are visitors. I don't keep up with it quite like that. I know that this they've had this overtime elite thing going on, and I saw a picture of Coach Calipari there. I don't know how much of the on-campus stuff goes on quite the way it did before. That's a long way of saying I don't know.
I got you. Now, tell me about what should we expect in this South Carolina baseball series, Chuck? All my friends in South Carolina are saying, oh, it's not going to be good for the Gamecocks. I have no. I know tonight we got Hagan Smith going, so I feel pretty darn good about it.
I think you've got to play the way you've been playing. I don't think what happened at Alabama last weekend was a disaster. I don't think they played bad. You know, as Tabor said earlier, that kid Sunday just pitched the game of his life, and he happened to pitch it against us. He probably won't pitch that way again this year, if I'm a betting man. But he did then, and that's why they won the series, and that's going to happen. I'm not worried about that. I was encouraged by the way they beat Texas Tech twice. I think it'll be three similar type ball games against South Carolina.
Yeah. It's why we're here. It's why we have jobs. It's for overreaction. But Brent, I thought the overreaction to the series loss, Chuck, I thought there were some, and we got a few of these texts, and you know, we all know that one guy in our text group that's just overreacting to a series loss and the way it went down. I mean, you look at game two and you had a, you know, the pitcher throw away the ball to first and allowed the winning run to score. I mean, that was a narrowly fought series, but the idea that you're going to go and win three games every weekend, I mean, that's a little misguided, and I think we've, you know, it's just what we do as sports fans, but we got to get back to reality on, yeah, this is a great baseball team, but you're not going to win every game in every series.
Well, I think we do this, and everybody does. It happens, in, particularly in college. It doesn't really happen in Major League Baseball, but people apply football mentality. You know, there's always a sense of urgency. There's a sense of immediacy when you play a football game or even a basketball game. You think about a good college baseball team. Between the regular season and the postseason, they're going to play somewhere between 65 and 70 games. You're going to have a handful of them where it doesn't go the way it normally does. You're going to have a handful of them, and we don't say this enough, where the other team's players who are on scholarship getting NIL money are a little bit better than yours that day. That's going to happen. They've played, what is it, I lose count, 37, 38 games. They've lost five. This is a really, really good baseball team. But it doesn't mean you're going to win every series. Forget winning every game. Doesn't mean you're going to win every series. It's hard to do because, again, the other teams have good players too. It's not just us. And, you know, you look at what South Carolina's doing this series. Pitching off is the term that's used. Maybe not throwing their best guy against Smith. That's what the 20th-ranked team in the country does against the second-ranked team in the country. When we were the team that was ranked 20th or 25th, that's what we did. When we played LSU or when we played South Carolina back in the day with Tanner, and they had the best pitcher in the league, which, you know, the top team generally has, or Vanderbilt or some of those teams, your goal is to win the series. You always think, well, we got to win tonight, worry about tomorrow. Well, sometimes that's true. But you manage a weekend, if you're a head coach, you manage the weekend to come home with two wins, period, end of story. And, you know, you want to win every game, don't get me wrong. But when you formulate your plan for a three-game series, the idea is we've got to win the series. So I suspect Arkansas will play three very close games this weekend, and I think they'd be very happy to come home with a couple of them.
You know, let's talk about Hagan Smith and put that in perspective, because I think sometimes we get carried away with the immediacy of how great he is and his greatness, and he's a great pitcher. So I'm not taking anything away from him, but, you know, greatest of all time, I've heard some say that. I mean, wasn't that many years ago, just a handful, that we had Kevin Copps out there and said the same thing. You know, you've got a historical perspective. We were talking about Matt Carnes earlier in the late 90s. We talked to Scott Tabor from the 70s. You got to watch Nick Schmidt in every one of his outings, more or less. You know, when you think about, you know, just in your time broadcasting the games, you know, where does Hagen stack up? We know where he's at in the career strikeouts, and he's going to probably move into number two tonight, if not his next start. You know, put some historical perspective on what we're watching with Hagen Smith right now.
Well, he's right up there with any of them. I mean, right up there with any of them. And, you know, he's putting these numbers together. He's not been a starter. You know, he didn't come in here as a freshman, and you know, they put him in as a starter every game. Strikeouts have become more fashionable than they used to be. I'm kind of an old-school baseball guy, admittedly. To me, an out's an out. I would personally rather see a great pitcher throw eight innings with four strikeouts and 90 pitches or 100 pitches as opposed to a guy working six with 14 strikeouts and 90 pitches. But that's just me. I know that strikeouts are what attracts people. The marginal, anybody understands strikeouts. You don't have to know anything about baseball to understand strikeouts. And a lot of people lean on that when they talk about, you know, baseball. But the thing about Smith is, and this is what he's done, as my observation, I'm clearly not as close to it as I once was. He knows how to use every pitch in his repertoire. Some guys have certain pitches at their disposal, but they don't really know how to use them. And Smith knows how to use everything in his arsenal. He knows how to tempt. He knows how to bait the hitter. When he needs to throw a fastball for a strike, he can, and I don't mean just a meatball. When he misses, he barely misses. When it's a breaking ball count, even when the hitter knows it, he can buckle their knees. He is very much a pitcher now, and that's not as common at the collegiate level as you think. There are not an abundance of polished pitchers at the college level, but Smith is one of them. There are others out there who, in terms of all the barometers that pro scouts live by, there may be some others that are better. I mean, I've not seen him as the, you know, he's not going to be the number one pick in the draft, for example, although I think he's probably going to be top 10 by the time it's over, maybe better. But Smith knows how to use everything, and the strikeouts have come from that, so you got to give him credit for that.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.